I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Oh, man, I stepped out of St. Hubert's Cathedral during a break, and boy, What a great weather morning for turkey hunting. It's still, it's cool. You can hear a lot of the birds and frogs. Good luck to all you turkey hunters that are out there. It's also blackberry season, and we were talking last week about picking blackberries. I got a nice use from David Hubble. He says what he'd recommend is making good blackberry jam, and then you turn that into and incorporate it into a nice reduction to accompany some pan-seared venison, or maybe use on biscuits while enjoying some venison sausage. That's his 2 cents. Sounds like a quarter to me, David. I'd love to get into some of that. Thanks for that little recipe. All right, we also have a suggestion that says to soak the blackberries in water and sugar, then you mash half of them and then boil them and put them in a pie crust. All right, and then we have, my turkey hunting buddy Rick that's getting ready to enter the woods, he sent me a recipe too. And boy, this one really sounds good. It's for a blackberry custard pie. And I think you could even eat the picture. It's a really good one. So thanks for sending that, Rick. And yeah, there's a lot of blackberries up there where Rick's getting ready to go into the woods and challenge the beady-eyed bird. Good luck to you. All right, we also have an update. A lot of you reported on, we were asking about the first American astronaut. Yes, it was Alan Shepard. It was in May, right after the Russian went up there, less than a month later. And that was sent in by a friend. And he also, old man Sam, for some reason, he's checking on this day in 1961. And he said that was the first year Louisiana had a limit of 2 deer in 1961. And the killing of does was outlawed for the first time. Sam, we might make you the official Outdoors with Don Dubuque historian, providing us with all that little bit of history and information. All right, that text line, if you want to get in on it, it's 504-260-1870. And you can text us. Here's a question. Today is National Catch and Release Day. Was Captain Ryan Lambert stationed in Bad Hersfeld, Germany in 1970-71 in the Army? That's old man Sam. I will ask him, but no, I don't think he was. But I was stationed in Germany in 1971 and 72, and I was in I traveled. Part of my job was to travel West Germany, and I was stationed in a little town called Butzbach, which is a little north of Frankfurt, which is the main city. And it was Frankfurt and then Friedberg and Gießen and Butzbach, and spent a little time in K-Town, Kaiserslautern, and different places there. Bad Nauheim was another one. Maybe you got me confused with Ryan Lambert. But to my knowledge, no, I don't think Ryan is a veteran. And we'll check with him because we're going to be checking in with him a little bit later on. We're also going to be talking to Mike Gallo. And we got a paddler's report for you this morning from Butch Ridgedale. He'll check it out. And also I'm going to tell you about a demo day that's going on. What a beautiful day to get out and try a kayak. Absolutely free. Jump in one, pedal it, paddle it, see what you like, and if maybe kayaking is for you, or maybe you'll find out it's not. It's going on at the cleanup day. I have more details. And it's also got a little fly casting lessons going to be given out there. It's in a place called Bucktown. And that is on the south shore of Lake Pontchartrain. We'll give you more information coming up a little bit later. Stick around. We got another whole hour of this stuff for you and I love to talk about. We do it every week, 5 to 7 a.m., right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou Report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO. And right now is an exceptionally good time to get signed up with a membership. Not just because it gives you peace of mind and jumpstart those electrical problems, tow you back wherever you need to go. It's like a AAA on the water. But now you're getting, if you do it now, you get 14 months for the price of 12. It's $249 for a whole year regularly, but right now the 14-month special is in effect. So don't delay. Give Captain Chris a call, 504-301-4545, or you can visit cto.com and get yourself signed up and get two extra months. Captain Mike joins us now. Captain Mike, first question for you. Live bait, people are looking around for it. Well, what places in your neck of the woods in the Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne area have you found any bait?
From what I understand, none of the local marinas have live bait. I do believe, or last I heard, South Shore Bait over there by the Chef Pass had some shrimp. But I did not get any shrimp from him. And I did not get any shrimp at all. We're going to be throwing plastics today.
Very good. Second question. I had a listener wanted to know if any of you guys were familiar with a bait called the Sixth Sense.
Yes, I've heard of Sixth Sense lures. I believe they are in the Pure Fishing family. They have a pretty good size lineup of lures. I've had customers bring them on the boat over the last few years. I hadn't used any personally, but I certainly have seen them.
Are they hard or soft plastics?
I've seen most of the ones I saw were hard plastics.
Yeah, I think this listener was referring to a topwater. I'm not sure, but I think it was topwater. He wanted to know about it.
I don't have much knowledge on them. Maybe I can do some homework and have an answer for you next week.
Very good. Well, where you been fishing and what you been catching?
Well, it's been a grind here recently, going through a slow tide period. We've been mainly sitting at the bridges, anchored up, and fishing shrimp on the bottom or plastics, you know, the matrix on the bottom. And it's just been a grind. You know, the first day you go out, you fish, and you catch a few, and you think it dried up, so you move to someplace else, and you move to someplace else. And through the course of the day, you might move, you know, travel time an hour. And then when you get back, your buddy says he sat in the same spot and he's got as many fish or more without moving. And you think, yeah, you can't catch them when you're running 20 miles an hour. So I should have squatted. And then that just becomes your pattern for the rest of the week. This morning I have some youngsters on board that are fishing in a tournament. And we're going to see if we can go over to the Biloxi Marsh and put some redfish in the boat and throw some plastics under a popping cork and see if we can catch some speckled trout.
Sounds like a good plan. Daryl and I were talking about fishing birds, and that occurs in your area too. Have you seen that yet, or is it a little too early yet for birds working over fish and schools of bait in your area?
I've not seen any birds as of yet. My next-door neighbor likes to get my fish heads to bait his crab traps, although this time of year he's been baiting crawfish traps. But he told me a friend of his saw some shrimp jumping in Polecat Bend, which is not very far from here. Polecat Bend is on the western shoreline of Lake Bourne between Wrigley's Pass and the mouth of the Pearl River. So if there's some shrimp that were seen there, it won't take long that we'll have, you know, shrimp in the local area. And they'll be sizable enough for the local shrimpers to catch them, and then we'll have plenty of bait.
Very good. Any other advice you can give people, given the conditions we've got? Looks like tomorrow is going to really be an excellent day because that little north wind from that last frontal system is going to actually shut down and switch around and kind of calm out and maybe clear the water up.
Well, I can tell you that I did see eggs in some of the bigger trout that we caught, which I thought was interesting. The 14 and 15-inch trout didn't have any eggs in them, but the 17 to 19 inch fish had eggs in them that were fairly developed. So when those trout have eggs in them, they're going to certainly eat like pigs, sort of stocking up in preparation for the spawn. So they'll certainly use current to help them find bait. So I'm going to be concentrating today on current lines, water pushing around a point, and we'll anchor up. We'll use the power poles, anchor up, and we'll throw our popping corks right in those current lines and pop those corks. And that's going to be my pattern for the first half of the morning. As the water gets a little bit higher, we're going to switch gears, put shrimp under a cork, and see if we can catch some redfish and potentially have an entry into this tournament.
Very good. Mike, you're a very popular speaker at CCA events, and there's a few of them coming up. Are you scheduled for any of those where people can come out and hear you?
Correct. I will be speaking at Dent Marine on the 22nd of this month. There's several other veteran captains that'll be there as well. I think Dudley's scheduled, Captain Ahab, who's over in the Delacroix area. I think CT's going to be our moderator. So going to have a good lineup. We'll be fielding questions. There'll be a tremendous amount of knowledge in that building on that night, sharing information.
Yep, I've been to that one in the past. It's a real good place to pick up some good tips and info from a real vast array of some local pros. Mike, how about next Thursday at the North Shore chapter of CCA banquet? Am I going to see you there?
I do plan on getting over that way, drag my wife over there and shake hands and see a lot of our friends. That's how we sort of communicate with one another. We all gather at the CCA events. I could be there for a little while, but I got a full week schedule. So usually by 9 o'clock, I'm going to fall asleep no matter where.
Yeah, well, welcome to my world. I'll see you there. Yeah. I'm going to be hanging out between the Martian Bayou table and the Recreational Fisheries Institute table. There's a bunch of folks going to be there. It'll be good to see everybody in person. Mike, thanks for the report. Somebody wants to get you. Got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give him your site and phone number.
Well, Don, I do have one little public service announcement. Shanna over at Wrigley's Marina has Easter baskets for all the kids that launch at Wrigley's Marina. And she has quite a few of them. She'll be giving them out from now to Easter. So anybody who launches at Wrigley's Marina, the children can get an Easter basket. But anyway, you can reach me at aaofla.com. I'm on your website, like you said, social media under Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the good old telephone, 985-781-7811.
All right. Best of luck, Mike, and we'll check in with you next week.
All right, Don. Talk to you then.
There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, our Born in the Bayou guy. All right, coming up next, Butch Ridgedale. He's one of our paddler reporters in sponsorship with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. And also I'm going to tell you about a demo day going on today between 8:30 and noon. If you get out there, you can try one, not necessarily have to buy, but find out if kayaking is for you. And if it is, what's the best model? We'll be back to give you that info right after we pause these 3 minutes for our sponsors to give you some of their important messages along the outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And our Paddler's Report is a presentation of the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and No Wake Outfitters, located at 1926 Airline Highway. But today you're going to find them out at 325 Metairie Hammond Highway. It's a place called Bucktown, south shore of Lake Pontchartrain, between 8:30 and noon. During the Bucktown cleanup, where they're suggesting you bring kayaks or walk the mile path and help clean up the shore of the lake, there also is a demo day where you can try and ride before you buy a kayak. No Wake Outfitters will be out there with various models. And if you stick around for a while, there's also going to be a fly casting seminar going on at the Bucktown cleanup. It's doing Love the Boot Week here in Louisiana. It's a presentation of No Wake Outfitters. So see Justin and the guys out there. Butch Ridgedale joins us now to give us our Paddler's Report. And Butch, tell us what's happening in the peddler/paddler world of kayaking.
Well, a few things going on today. The Lafayette Kayak Fishing Club has got their Marsh Madness Tournament. It kicked off about an hour ago down in Cocoa Marina, two redfish bag tournament. But the kick to it is you fish with somebody else's baits. They call it Marsh Madness, but nicknamed it also Top Bag. Everyone puts eight plastics and one hard bait in a Ziploc bag with your name on it. It's all in a pile, and then random number generator, you get a number, the bag, and you have to fish with just that day.
So what's the advantage of putting good baits in that somebody else is going to use and maybe beat you?
Well, that's the kicker. whoever wins, that bag gets a big portion of the pot, along with the So it makes, you know, some people do good baits, some people do bad baits. Yeah. But it's all in good fun.
Yeah, I like it. That's a good project. What else is going on? Where can you suggest some people to put in a slip in a kayak and maybe pick up some of those speckled trout and redfish?
Well, finally with this weather, I mean, it's been horrible for the last couple of weeks on our end. I know the Bayou Coast guys, we're doing a fish out today on the backside of Grand Isle at the wildlife, you know, the marina down on Ludwig. Just show up about this time if anybody was interested. Show up, and they've been catching a few trout up here and down LA1. On the west side, I've been hearing some reports, but not a whole bunch in Big Lake, from what I've heard on the paddler's end. But the boats have been doing pretty good. Some of the guides over there, I know they've been catching some good limits of trout and redfish. But on our end, where we go, it's kind of stretching the legs a bit to get where these fish are at.
Right. You know, a lot of folks take time away from the saltwater fish this time of year because springtime is great for brim and bass fishing. How about some tips on some areas where you might be able to catch some freshwater fish?
Well, I know this. Lake Martin here around Lafayette, they've been catching some huge sockeye in Lake Martin. It's been really, really good lately. The basin, I know it's fluctuated. I haven't heard too much on my end out of that, but I know Lake Martin, it's been doing really well. A friend of mine fished Chico this week, caught some nice bass. The biggest thing that I'm hearing lately, though, freshwater, or people have just been amazed at the size of the sockeye they've been catching at Lake Martin. Some really good fish. Some, 14, 16-inch white perch.
Did they say how deep they were?
They were not fishing very deep. They were fishing in 2 to 3 foot of water right up against the trees on the outer edge of the trees.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had a listener asking about Spanish Lake. Have you heard anything about Spanish Lake in Iberia lately?
Not a whole lot. Not a lot of people still fish that lake. They think, oh, there's no fish in there. But I've heard reports at times that people have done very, very well with all types of fish over there, catfish, mm-hmm. sockeye, bass. But not a lot of folks fish it.
You know, I don't know if you remember, we used to have the trophy and quality lake designation here in Louisiana, and Spanish Lake was one of them. What happened to Spanish Lake?
I can't really tell you. I'm not that familiar with fishing that lake itself. I've got some friends of mine from New Iberia, and they just said at one point they thought it was overfished. Everybody kept everything that they kept out of there. I've heard a couple reports about it, but to me, I can't really give you an educated report on what actually happened to it. I'm not that familiar with the lake.
Yeah. I'll have to check in with Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Freshwater Division and see what they've got on it. Anything else before you go, Butch?
Yes, the big thing, 2 weeks. April 26th, Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, Paddlepalooza, Bridgeside Marina. Biggest, one of the oldest tournaments we have in Louisiana, kayak tournaments. A lot of people signed up already, but that's going to be the, basically it's a 2-day event where you have a captain's meeting Friday, weigh in Saturday, dinners both night, and door prizes, raffle drawings, lots of stuff. But open to anyone but a kayak. Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club Facebook page has got all the intel. Sign up and come have some fun.
Is this a catch photo release or a traditional weigh-in?
This is going to be a traditional weigh-in. It's going to be a slam tournament, trout, redfish, flounder.
Very good. The Paddlepalooza, one of the first and the biggest. Butch, thanks so much for sharing the info with us. Always good talking to you. Hope you catch
Always.
A few today.
Thank you much. Have a good one.
Butch Ridgedale, one of our paddling reporters. All right, we come back after this. It's bad boy time. Had a bunch of people busted for turkey hunting, too. We'll tell you a little bit about that. Mostly we'll get to that next week because we got one of these imposter charter guides to tell you about. What are these people thinking? We'll be back with his story right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I have a text message come in. Says white perch, which is, of course, another name for the sockeye, says shiners under a quill float up against a buff bank. Hang on. Oh, boy, you created a visual. You know, I was at an event this week, and I was sitting across from Mrs. Shockley, who promised me she'd be up listening this morning, and we were talking about catching brim and how much fun it is to watch that cork disappear under the water. Oh, boy. So many things to do, so little time. All right, we got a bunch of bad boys. We'll round it up. 13 citations for turkey hunting violations statewide were made during opening week. It was mostly baiting violations, but there were some with no tags, no hunting licenses, shooting from the roadway, shooting from a moving vehicle. How do you shoot a turkey from a moving vehicle? The youngest guy was 30, and his name, and this is no joke, his name is Shady, and the oldest was 71. And we're going to have their story next week, because this week we got one of those wannabe charter captains who just doesn't quite get there yet, and got busted. His story is next, but first we pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves along the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, back on February 11th, down in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Corporal Richard Bean, Corporal Jonathan Boudreau, Senior Agent Kyle Volentine, and Agent Carl Reed got several tips that Jace Landry was acting as a charter fishing and hunting guide without being properly licensed. The agents obtained evidence of Landry advertising fishing and hunting charters on his social media. Advertise your criminal behavior on social media. What a novel idea. To top it off, the investigation revealed that Landry possessed over the limit of ducks on one of his hunts and had no federal duck stamp or a charter guide license. So, for violating charter guide fishing regulations, failure to comply with charter boat regulations, failure to comply with hunting guide regulations, taking and possessing over the limit of ducks, hunting migratory game birds without a federal duck stamp, facing criminal fines and jail time up to $4,750, plus another $186 in civil restitution for the illegally taken ducks, and 120 days in the pokey, is alleged wannabe charter fishing and hunting guide 21-year-old Jace T. Landry of Houma, Louisiana, who's also today's bad boy of the outdoors. I don't know what it is, but it seems like we got to run on these bogus charter captains and advertise it on social media. Come fish with my guide. Do they not think that the agents aren't looking at that stuff? Come on, wise up. All right, when we come back after this, we're going to talk to a guy who definitely has all of his licenses. He's had them for a long time. Had a question if he served in Germany. Must be a different Ryan Lambert. We'll check with this one right after this timeout. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's Plastic Man time. Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. We take you live and direct to Burris. And Ryan, let's clear this up for a listener. You were not the Captain Ryan Lambert stationed in Bad Hersfeld, Germany in 1970 to 71, were you?
Nope, I wasn't. Didn't have the pleasure.
Well, there must be another Captain Ryan Lambert, an Army captain.
Probably so. Yeah, I didn't. I didn't serve in the military. Didn't go to college. All I did was work all my life.
Yep. Well, you know, you went to the School of Hard Knocks, as they say, and you managed to graduate magnum cum laude. That's for sure. Well, what you got going on today?
Oh, we got a bunch of boats lined up in the driveway, getting the customers in them. I'm hooking up to the big boat to take some LSU students out to teach them how to save the world.
They're going to save the world.
help save Louisiana anyhow.
Is this part of their course, or is this just a volunteer thing, or are they just some students who had an interest? Or?
Environmental law and biologists and things like that. We go out and we teach them how to build land and what does it and how it works and what kind of fish species are there. We set gill nets out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, that's very rewarding. It's rewarding to see that they're actually bringing them out there to see the real world instead of the classroom world.
Yeah.
You need both.
Tulane, LSU, UNO, all of them do it.
And you're the professor.
Yeah, my 12 grade education stretched to the limit.
Yeah, well, you know your way around and what goes on, and you can identify things and show them the way that things happen down there in a very, very dynamic system. That lower Mississippi River is probably one of the most dynamic deltas in the world.
Yeah, we're going to get a big surge coming in. When you get that big surge, that's when you get the biggest load of sediment coming when they come in. And that's really helped that area get another layer of sediment to where, and it's so funny, you know, when the water's high and it builds up in a spot, as soon as the water goes down in the river, whatever's left exposed will grow grass within 6 weeks. It's so fertile. It's just incredible to watch.
Yeah.
And then you got new land, you know, usually about 50 to 100 foot a year, which is quite a thing because it never quits. As long as it's attached to the river, it's always growing land.
Is part of your lesson to take them on the west side and the east side so they can see the drastic difference?
Well, I can take them on the west side in. I can take them through the old buyers that are marked with PVC pipe, you know, or, but all they see is open water. So it's really not a very educational thing to see open water, because that's all there is left. You know, you can go where the camps were out there and it's just pilings out in the water. And that's how bad. And it's moving so quickly to the west towards Belchase, towards Grand Isle. That land is just eating away so rapidly now. It's scary. And here we are. We stop in the Mid-Bear Terrier Diversion. That's not very good. It's going to, in the future, it's going to cost a lot of people.
Well, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And sometimes it seems like it's overwhelming. And, you know, it's thanks to people like you that stay on it on a day-to-day basis and really care about it. Well, let's get back to the fishing. What can you tell people for this time of year, river climbing like this? What's some suggestions on where to go and what tactics to use?
Well, if you're going to go where you have river water, you're going to have to go to the outside where when the tide comes in, the salt water is laden with salt, so it's heavier. So it's going to go under the fresh water. So at high tide, that salt water is going to come all the way up under that fresh water, and those fish go with it. I mean, that's how simple it is. So you want to go to the outside where you get closer to the Gulf water if you're going to be fishing specks and reds. You know, if you're fishing Dennis or Burris or anywhere like that, you know, the beach is going to be where it's going to be. And other than that, you know, if you're fishing anywhere else, you just fish normal. In this time of year, everything's going to be coming out the winter holes and going into the springtime and summer holes. So you're going to want to fish over reefs and stuff, again, going toward the outside because that's where all the bait's going. The shrimp are coming in and the bait's going out.
Well, not that it matters to you because you're the plastic man, but I know a lot of you guides like to use live bait, and there's been a dearth of it. I've been talking to some of the other reporters, and it's hard to find some shrimp. Is there anywhere down there you could recommend for people to get some live shrimp? Does Delta have any right now? I need to check with them and see.
I don't know, but I got them in my boat shed. I put 2,000 in there last night.
Oh, you're in good shape.
So we got a boat now that catches the live bait to make sure that my guys have bait. So, yeah, they go out every day and they catch a couple of thousand shrimp or a thousand shrimp, whatever we need. And that way the boys always have shrimp.
Yeah, and that's not an easy thing to do, especially in an area like where you are with so much influx of fresh water. It's hard to keep that balance to keep them alive.
Well, it's just the pH needs to be a little high, and you can check the salt, but the shrimp need to be in the kind of salt water that came in. But it's not bad. You know, it's all white shrimp still right now. No brownies
right.
Showing up,
right?
And which is unusual. They should start showing up any time now. So it's all white shrimp, and the brownies are easier to keep alive. But I know they don't like fresh water.
What happened this week with the black bears? We talked a little bit about them last week. What you see in the week now?
Yeah, this is going to be the week that they really start getting thick on the vines. You know, there are a lot of red ones, so by the end of the week, it'll be game on.
Yeah, you guys are almost like Florida down there, the tip of the boot, you know? Different
weather. Even in Luling, though. Even up in Luling, it's time. You know, that by the end of the week, it'll be prime, and you'll be able to pick all the black bears you want.
Sounds good. If somebody wants to get a hold of you and do an eco tour or bring some students down there and, hey, go fishing, my God, that too, tell them how to call you.
Yeah, just go to 504-559-5111 or go to CajunFishingAdventures.com website. And blackberry cobbler, a stick of butter, a cup of self-rising flour, a cup of milk. I use a half a cup of sugar. It calls for a cup. Mix it all together, throw your blackberries in, throw it in the oven, instant blackberry cobbler. There you go.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's some Louisiana fish fry makes a cobbler that's got everything in it. Not as good as homemade, but it's pretty good stuff, and it goes great
it's
with
pretty
blackberries.
Pretty good, indeed.
Yes, it is. All right, my friend, y'all have a good day with the students out there. We'll check in with you next week.
All right, brother, we'll see you soon.
All right, that's Captain Ryan Lambert. Not to be confused with the one in Germany in 1970 and 71. All right, coming up next, Bo Bordelon, LSU offensive lineman. He's featured. He is the star of this week's Tigers in the Wild episode that's airing on Bayou Wild TV. We got a preview of what you're going to see if you tune it in. Coming up next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And welcome back in. A lot of you know that I also co-host a program called Bayou Wild TV, and some of the episodes we have on there are Tigers Tigers in the Wild, where we take select LSU athletes and put them in, say, a little bit different environment than what you normally see them in. We have had volleyball players, gymnasts, baseball players, track stars, football players, baseball players, and it's been very interesting, to say the least. And we do these Tigers in the Wild previews, and they are presented by Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. In this week's episode, it takes you out to Oklahoma, a place called Lost Bucks Ranch, and one of the athletes there, a Tiger in the Wild. You see him in a LSU uniform, number 67. He's an offensive lineman named Bo Bordelon, and he joins us now. Bo, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good, Bo. You know, when we take you Tiger athletes out, there's a wide range of experience. But in your case, you grew up in South Louisiana. And tell us about your outdoor background.
Hunting and fishing is something that's really just a part of my life. And it's always been something I've been passionate about. And, I really fell in love with it. From I can't even tell you, probably 2 years old, whenever I could walk. But it's always been something that my family's done, and I've done with my dad and my brother and my sister as well. And it's just something that's a really important thing to our family. So,
well, Bo, you're not only an accomplished football star, but I heard your comment in the show that it really doesn't matter whether I kill anything or not. Just being out here in this beautiful scenery is enough for me. And that tells me which stage you are at as an outdoorsman, and that's a real compliment. But tell us about that Lost Bucks Ranch. I am sorry I missed that trip. What gorgeous scenery out there and wildlife.
Yeah, it was beautiful. The ranch was great. The people there, more importantly, were better. And it was a beautiful place. I'd never really been to Oklahoma. And the landscape was gorgeous. It was a lot of rolling hills on the way in. And then when we got there, it was jagged country, kind of different than a lot of the surrounding areas. And they had big kind of, I wouldn't call it a mountain, but it's kind of like a cliff scenario. And we got to go to the top of that and just kind of watch the sunset on one of the last days. So that was nice. But it is really a beautiful place. They have everything you could imagine, from hogs to red stag and other big game like gemsbuck and oryx. So it was a really cool experience, and I'm just blessed that I was able to do that.
Yeah, what an opportunity they present for people without having to make trips to Africa, to normally where you'd have to find those animals. Well, tell me about the gemsbuck that you made that nice shot on.
It's a beautiful plains game, kind of usually found in Africa, but has been brought over to the U.S. for high fence hunting, and tastes great. I mean, I've eaten that animal probably, I don't even know how many times, more than 10 times, but we got a freezer full of it now. So honestly, probably the best part of the trip, better than getting paid or any of that. Just being able to have a freezer full of meat. So
yeah, it looked like y'all ate pretty well there. Well, Bo, to kind of wrap up, what's going to be life for Bo Bordelon post LSU? What's going to happen? I'm sure you've got a professional football career ahead, and maybe some other things. What are you majoring in?
Business management's my major, but obviously I want to play football as long as I can. But everybody knows that your body can only play this game for so long. So after football's over, I plan on getting into the maritime industry and probably working in our family business. And I'm going to keep playing ball as long as I can, as long as the good Lord allows me. So that's my plan.
Well, I got a tip and advice for you. You can hunt and fish as long as you live.
Yes, sir.
Keep going.
I guarantee
keep on
I'll be doing that. So
I'm with you. We'll be looking for you on the field this season, and thanks for joining us this morning, and congratulations on that really fine gemsbok.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for having me, man. I appreciate
all right.
it.
All right, Bo Bordelon, there he goes. Number 67, you're going to see him on the field this year. All right, well, we get time here to wrap it up, and I got a reminder about that CCA North Shore chapter, Thursday, April 17th, Castine Center, featuring youth fishing casting contest, prizes, auction, and raffle, and I'll be there on that one. Well, later on this morning, I'm going to be headed east. I am going to do a Navarre Beach Pier fishing trip with Chris Weaver, who has kind of got it down, and we're going to be taking our cameras there, the Bayou Wild crew. You'll be seeing that and giving you some information. What an opportunity. The Pompano are running, and there's a lot of times you can catch cobia and other species right off the pier there in Navarre Beach, and it's a beautiful setting. Weather's looking good, so we'll enjoy that. Got a turkey hunt planned next week sometime around Easter. Maybe fill my other tag for the beady-eyed bird. And then I'll be heading to Tennessee, see if I can bag one of those Tennessee gobblers, and then go look for a Rio turkey out there in Kansas around the Palco area. That's coming up next month. Well, we'll be back here again, 5 to 7 a.m. We do this each and every Saturday morning. We love to have you. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to our studio engineer, Cullen Steele, for doing a fantastic job. And we'll see you next week right back here again. Go out and get some fishing and maybe hunt a turkey and pick you some blackberries and have some fun with us next Saturday morning on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.